And this bank holiday Monday, like no other, we're taking a permitted excursion with comedian, writer and Kilkenny lockdown diarist Maurice Gohan. Because this time Maurice is returning briefly to a habitat in which she has, in times gone by, found great peace and comfort. The supermarket.
I had a cry last weekend because I really wanted a Big Mac. That thin, low-grade beef sandwiched between some processed cheese, sprinkled with gherkins. Ugh, what I would have given to have just one bite of that sublime delicacy. Didn't even need the chips with it. Would have been fine with just the Big Mac and a milkshake. In lockdown, I've realised luxurious and high-end are expensive. Luxury is choice. The only choice I have right now is Aldi or Lidl. Supermarkets are our last beacon of normality. Thank God I love supermarkets. Otherwise, I think I would go insane. When hearts are passing in the night. Supermarkets are my favourite place, second only to my bed. I walk through the aisles of the fruit and veg like other people peruse clothes. I love inspecting avocados and reading the back of peanut butter jars. If something is half off, I buy double. In normal life, I go to the supermarket every single day. I spend good portions of my day writing grocery lists and then walking through aisles, shoving artisan salmon into my basket. I miss my high-end supermarkets, going to Whole Foods in West London every week and spending £3 on a single tomato. The buzz that rushes through your body when you engage in that type of excess is second to none. I'm alive, you want to scream. I'm alive and I'm poor because I just spent all my money on hand-stuffed olives. I will never own a home, but I will continue to eat beyond my means for the rest of my renting life. I've been in lockdown in Kilkenny for 6 weeks now, and gone are the days of cheesemongers and popcorn that cost €5 a pack. My boyfriend gives me a lift down to Aldi or Lidl twice a week so I can join the queue of people to get inside. The queue is where real human experience happens. You understand why people join cults when you're inside a queue. The queue is all watching, all encompassing. 1 week, my boyfriend tried to put a €1 coin into the trolley. It's €2, you idiot, someone from the queue shouted at him, and everyone clapped in unison. Once you're in the queue, you become a part of the queue, and your loyalties lie with the queue. I had to take the side of the lad calling him an idiot. I had to chant, "Fool, fool, fool." I was lost to the power and mystique of the queue. Another time he drove me to Aldi. I was desperate to join the queue, desperate to be part of something greater than myself. And I didn't want to wait for him to park, so I jumped out of the Jeep and walked in front of the car, thinking that he loves me, so he'll just swerve around me. Turns out, not only does he not love me, but he wants me dead. He hit me with his car. Just a bump, didn't physically hurt, but I understood his mental message. He was jealous of my relationship with the queue. Everyone in the queue saw it happen. They see everything, especially if something is directly in their line of vision in the car park. They were all shook. They all phoned their families to tell them they loved them. Life felt much more fragile for those of us in the Aldi queue that day. "You idiot," someone yelled while my boyfriend parked. Same guy as the week before. Once inside, we have to be on guard. The trolley handle is an enemy now. One slip and it will kill us in 1,000 different ways. We don our latex gloves, ready for battle. I side-eye my boyfriend when he puts them on. "Thought you were allergic." Half of the male population seemed to have a deathly allergy to latex before the pandemic, that has miraculously just cleared right up. It's exciting to be in the shop and recognize people. "Don't I know you? From the queue outside? Mad to see you in here. Did not peg you for a Gouda woman. Out there in the queue, you were screaming cheddar at me." We work our way around the aisles like snails following a path. We're all brilliant at distancing ourselves 6 foot ahead and behind us. We adhere to the little sticks of tape, X marks the spot. Not so great when it's to either side of us. Thank God the virus can't move sideways. When you reach the end of the journey and load up your trolley on the belt, you brace yourself for the moment of doom. The worker slowly scans your 12 discounted Easter eggs, 4 bottles of wine, 18 energy drinks, and 5 packs of off-brand Pringles. Thank you, you meekly say, avoiding eye contact. I'm risking my life for this. You think you hear, but maybe you imagined it.
Maurice Gohan there, hearing voices at the checkout. And if you follow us on Twitter right now, you'll find a tweet in your timeline with a playlist of all Maurice's diaries so far. And on the same platform, you'll find us linking to Garrett Schuldeis's Culture File Likes playlist from last Friday at Culture File Pod.